Hello, my name is Dr. Mark Alberts, head of neurology at Hartford Hospital in Hartford, Connecticut. Welcome to this Medscape Stroke Update. What I would like to do is to update you very briefly on two major reports that came out of the recent International Stroke Conference held in Los Angeles. One very important presentation was related to the DIFFUSE 3 study. This was a prospective randomized study comparing endovascular therapy versus no endovascular therapy with a baseline of best medical therapy in patients who had evidence of large artery ischemic strokes involving the ICA or MCA territory and significant areas of mismatch as determined by the rapid imaging software. This study was somewhat similar to the DAWN study presented at a stroke conference in Europe in May of last year. The patients in DIFFUSE 3 had evidence of a large artery MCA territory stroke with average NIH scores of about 16, but with relatively small areas of core infarction, and the average was about 9 mLs. So they got treated with various types of stentrievers versus the control group, which just got medical therapy. So at 3 months, what was found in terms of functional outcome? Well, for those patients treated with a stentriever, about 47% of them had a good functional outcome at 3 months versus only about 17% of those that just got medical therapy. So the odds ratio was about 2.7 in favor of endovascular therapy compared to just best medical therapy alone. Other endpoints such as hemorrhagic stroke, death, things like that, in general, were either equal or favored endovascular therapy. So now with DIFFUSE 3, again, with a time window of 6 to 16 hours, we now have a confirmatory study to DAWN with a time window of 6 to 24 hours that endovascular therapy is amazingly effective in terms of improving functional outcome compared to best medical therapy alone. So I really think this is transformational combined with DAWN, saying that these folks within 16 or 24 hours that have a lot of salvageable tissue should be treated with endovascular therapy. The other major result, or another major result from the International Stroke Conference, was the release of new guidelines for the treatment of acute ischemic stroke. These guidelines had dozens of recommendations, but a few of them, in my opinion and the opinion of at least some of my colleagues, are somewhat problematic. And this includes recommendations that MRI scan may not be that helpful and CTA may not be that helpful for the acute management of patients with an ischemic stroke. I find this very troubling and problematic because MRI and CTA have been instrumental in advancing stroke care, number one, improving our diagnostic abilities, number two, and guiding further therapy for both secondary prevention and further workups in many, many, many patients with ischemic strokes. I think we can all think of examples where these tests were very useful for diagnosing things like venous thrombosis, arterial dissections, strokes in different vascular territories, perhaps due to a vasculitis, that would not have been appreciated without advanced imaging with MRI and or CTA. So while these modalities may not affect every patient with ischemic stroke and may not change outcomes of every patient with ischemic stroke, me and many of my colleagues believe that these imaging techniques are highly effective for establishing an accurate diagnosis and planning either further diagnostic testing and or initiating therapies for secondary prevention. So that's it from the stroke meeting. Many other advances were announced, but these are two major ones that I wanted to share with you today. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to my updates. Have a good day.